We continue with Maseches Beitza Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the top of the page. Toshma. Previously on the previous Amud Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara asked the following question: Boiluhu Avar V'Afamai. What is the din if a person went ahead and he actually baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though he had not prepared an Eruv? So what is the status of the food? So the Gemara, in an attempt to resolve that question, or to answer the question rather, so is bringing several brisos to try to answer that question. So over here, the Gemara now presents us on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, on the top of the Yom, three lines from the top, with the second attempt to answer the question. Toshma, we learn the following in a brisa: Misha niach eruvei tafshilin. If a person goes ahead and prepares an eruv tafshilin on prior to Yom Tov, hareze ofem vashel matmin. So such a person can go ahead and he can bake and he can cook and he can be matmin. He can insulate the food in preparation for Shabbos. V'imratzu lechol es eruvo harishus biado. And if he wants to go ahead and eat the food that was actually prepared for the Erev on Yom Tov, he may. However, if he goes ahead and he eats the Erev before he goes ahead and bakes, before he insulates the food for Shabbos, at this point, he can no longer bake or cook or insulate. In other words, the Erev has to still be extant if he's going to go ahead and do these things that he wants to do. However, once he eats the Eruv, he can no longer bake or cook, etc. Lolo, v'lo l'acherim. He cannot do this for himself, nor may he do it for others. V'lo acherim ofen mevashen lo. Furthermore, other people may not go ahead and bake for him. Other people may not cook for him. Aval mevashen l'yamtif. However, what he may do is, even though the Eruv is gone, he could still cook on Yamtif for Yamtif. V'im hosir hosel l'shabbos. And if he has anything left over afterwards, so then, it would be permissible for him to use it on Shabbos. Ubilvad sholo yarim. On the condition that he not do what's called a harama. He not go ahead and do it in a way in which it's clear that really all he's doing is preparing for Shabbos. But he's just saying, oh no, this is for Yom Tov. So how would you know if a person is doing a harama? So Rashi says over here, if a person cooks enough food that he would need for that day, and then he goes ahead and he cooks more, and he says, you know, maybe more guests will come, more guests, and it's clear that he's going way above and beyond that what he would ever need for Yom Tov, so that's called the harama. But as we already seen earlier, to go ahead and be marbe bishurim, if he has a pot and he puts extra food in that pot, so that's something which is not called a harama. And finally, the brayso over here continues, vim herim asur, that if he goes ahead and he does do harama, meaning if he does things in a way in which it's clear that he's really cooking for Shabbos, and he's just saying, no, it's for Yom Tov, so the food is going to be prohibited. Now, what do we see over here? We see that if a person does a harama and cooks on Yom Tov, saying that it's for Shabbos, the food is prohibited. So clearly we see that to go ahead and prepare food on Yom Tov without having the benefit in the Eruv, so we would say that the food is going to be asur b'dieved, right? That was the question, avar v'afa mai. So we see clearly from this braisa that avar v'afa, it should be asur. So says Gemara, not necessarily. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi tries to reject this proof that the Gemara brings and says, harama kamas. What are you talking about? A case where a person does a harama? Shiny harama, the case of harama is different. Why? Da achmire b'rabbanan tfei mimezit. The Rabbanan say that this is actually worse than a person who goes ahead and he does something b'mezid. Wow, very strong words. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi explains why harama may be worse than mezid. Says Rashi, shani harama la'olam avar v'afa mutar. Maybe, says Ravashi, we could say that if a person goes ahead and he bakes on Yom Tov without an Erev, the food b'dieved is mutar. V'harama ein araya. But you cannot bring a ruba harama. L'kan. The shani harama is different b'mezid, the ikel ha'memer, because you could say, achmur rabbanan b'harama tfei b'mezid. You could say there's a logical basis to say that Chazal were more machmir by harama than they were by yistam mezid. The ilu mezid, when it comes to a person who just knowingly violates the takanas Chazal, so rashahu lavar al divrei chachamim. So clearly, this person, by his behaviors, it's evident that this person is a rasha vis-a-vis his complete disregard of the words of the chachamim. Ve'en acherim lemeinim himenu. People are not going to learn from him because, after all, they'll dismiss his actions as being the actions of a rasha. And perhaps he himself will go ahead and realize what he's doing is wrong. And he'll do tshuva. Hilkoch lo ma'akra Torah's Erev. And so therefore, in this particular case, we don't say that the Torah's Erev is completely uprooted by this individual, because we hope that he, first of all, we know other people are not necessarily going to learn from him, and he'll do tshuva. Aval marim, however, when it comes to a person who does a harama, he doesn't need the Erev. He comes up with his own shtick, and every time it's Yom Tov, he just goes ahead and he says, oh, yeah, I'm preparing for Yom Tov. Even though in his mind it's clear and it's evident by his actions, he's preparing for Shabbos. So, sover lasos beheter. In his mind, he's come up with a way to do it legitimately. He doesn't realize, he doesn't acknowledge that what he's doing is aser. Hilkach lo yashiv elibo lachzer bo. He is never going to do tshuva, because in his mind he doesn't have anything to do tshuva for. He's doing everything right. Vacherin lemeinim himenu. And chalila, other people are going to learn from him, because they're going to see what he's doing, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, what he's doing is mutter. Uma'akritar is eruv. And this, God forbid, would lead to what? An akira, total uprooting of the din of Eruv. Hilkoch kansu rabban, and therefore Chazal knast him, they fined him, and said, you know what? If you do a harama, the food is going to be asur b'dieved. But Ravashi says, it is certainly possible that in another situation, in a situation where a person normally does make an Eruv, but in this particular case, he forgot to make an Eruv, or the Eruv was lost, or eaten, whatever the case is. So if he cooked or baked after the fact, so b'dieved will say that the food is mutter, but not in the case where a person goes ahead and does such a harama. The Gemara now continues with Rav Nachman, who brings a different reason why we reject this brisa as being a source to answer the question of what was the din in the case of Avar Afa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar, Homoni, who is a Tana of this particular brisa? Chananyahi. This is the position of Chananyah v'alibah de Beis Shammai, who is speaking according to the Shita Beis Shammai. The Tanya, it was taught in the Braisa, Chananya Omer, Chananya said, Beis Shammai Omerim, Ein Ofen Elam Kein Erev Bapas. If you want to be able to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so you have to make an Erev that includes bread. Ve'ein Mevashlin Elam Kein Erev Batavshil. If you want to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so your Erev must include a Tavshil, a food that was cooked prior to Yom Tov. Ve'ein Tomnin, and if you want to be able to insulate on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you cannot do this. Elam kein hayu chamin tumunin me'arav yamtiv. You must have hot water, a hot food that was actually insulated from before yamtiv. In other words, Beis Shammai says that the eruv has to match that which it is that you want to do. If you want to be able to bake, so you have to have baked foods as part of the eruv. You want to be able to cook, you have to have cooked foods as part of the eruv. If you want to be able to do hatmana, you have to have chamin tumunin as part of the eruv. Beis Hillel omrim ma'arev b'tav shalechot. So Beis Hillel says it's not true that a person can go ahead and make an Erev made from any one of the different types of options here. So you can go ahead and you could take a tafshil, a cooked dish, and with that, osebo kol tzarcho, he can go ahead and perform all the necessary things that he would need. He could bake, he could cook, he could do hatmana, etc. So what do we see from here? So we see that according to Chananya, Beis Shammai is strict regarding the laws of Erev. Beis Shammai positioning himself in this braisa has a more strict position when it comes to Erev than Beis Hillel. So it could be, says Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that the brayis over here that says a person goes ahead and he doesn't have an Erev, and he goes ahead and he bakes or he cooks with a harama, that the food is aser. So this is following the sheet of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel would never rule so stringently. Now we're asking, the Gemara that asked on the previous Amud, what is the din of Avar Afa? The Gemara is asking, Alibi the halacha. What's the halacha? We follow Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. So, the reason why we reject this brisa as being evidence for the question that we are asking is because this brisa reflects the Shita Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara now continues and attempts to bring another possible way to resolve this question: is what is the din if a person bakes or cooks foods without an Erev? It's none. We learned in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Turmos, which says, HaMa'aser Peirosa B'Shabbos. If a person goes ahead and he separates Maseros on Shabbos. Now, we already learned previously that that is Aser. This is an Issa D'Rabbanan to go ahead and to be Ma'aser one's Peiros on Shabbos. And he does this anyway. So if he does it B'Shogeg, if he does it unintentionally, he forgot it was Shabbos. So then the din is Yochal, then he could eat it. However, B'Mezid, but if he does it B'Mezid intentionally, Lo Yachal, he can't eat it. So what do you see from here? You see that when a person prepares food on Shabbos through the violation of an Issa D'Rabbanan, so if he does it b'shogeg, he may eat it, and if he doesn't b'mezid, he may not eat it. So it would seem that this would provide us with a precedent that we could apply to this case. Because after all, the Isser of baking or cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos is an Isser Drabanan. And Chazal say the way to avoid this problem is by making an Erev. Now, if you didn't make an Erev, so now you're going to be cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So that's an Isser Drabanan. So should we say the same thing? That what? If you do a Peshogeg, the food should be Mutter. If you did a Mezid, the food should be Aser. Right? So says the Gemara, not necessarily. Lo, Tzricha says the Gemara, perhaps the Mishnah over here in Trumos is talking about a case, the Isli Peri Achrini, where he has other peros that he could use. In other words, maybe the reason why Chazal prohibit eating the fruits that a person was ma'asa, that he separated the ma'asas from the mezid, is only because he has other peros that he could eat. And so therefore, it's not going to be any great imposition to tell him, you can't eat this. However, let's say when it comes to a person who's, again, he's preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and he doesn't have any other food. He has nothing else to eat. So maybe Chazal would not be so strict and say that you can't eat it. Maybe even if he did b'mezid, we would permit him to go ahead and to partake of this food on Shabbos. The Gemara now continues with another attempt to resolve this question. Tashma, maybe we could prove it from the following Mishnah. It says, Hamatbil Kalim b'Shabbos, if a person goes ahead and immerses his Kalim, his Tamei Kalim on Shabbos, so b'shogeg ishtamish behen. If he does this b'shogeg, meaning he forgot that you're not permitted to go ahead and be tovel Kalim on Shabbos, he may use them. B'mezid lo yishtamish behen. But if he did this intentionally, so then he may not use them. Why is it prohibited to be tovel your Kalim on Shabbos? This is actually going to be the subject of the next sugya, which appears in the Mishnah below on this Amud. Rashi says over here, we're talking about a person who has a mikvah in his chatzir, so there's no concern whatsoever about him carrying. So the only concern over here is that it's near a kemesakein, that it looks like he's fixing something, right? Because before you tovel the kelim, assuming that you're only using tar kelim, so this is not usable for you. It doesn't serve its function. And by bitovel in the mikvah, so you go ahead and, in a sense, you're fixing it. So this is part of the iser of Tikkun Mana, this is like Makeh B'Patish, it's like fixing something which is broken. So it says over here that if you did this B'Shogeg, so B'Dievet, after the fact, you can use these Kalim. However, if you do it B'Mezid, if you do it intentionally, so then you may not use them. So what do you see from here? Again, we have sort of a precedent over here, where Chazal say that you cannot, once you go ahead and you violate Nisa D'Rabbanan, we're not going to allow you to make use of this if you did it B'Mezid. So maybe we'll say the same thing over here when it comes to food that was cooked B'Isser on Yomtif, you didn't make an Eruv, so we should say the same thing, that if you did B'mezid, that you should not be able to eat the food. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, no, the Islay Mona Achrini. Just like we said before by the Peiris, the same thing over here. You have other Kalim. So if you have other Kalim to use, so that's why Chazal say you cannot go ahead and use the Kalim if you were Tova them B'mezid. So says the Gemara, Yinami, Efshe B'sheel, or you can go ahead and you can borrow other Kalim. So the reason why you're not permitted to go ahead and to be Mishtamish the Kalim that you were tovel b'isser b'mezid is because you're not stuck. Either you have other kalim, or you can borrow somebody else's kalim. But it's not going to be true when it comes to food. I mean, maybe in certain situations where you have other people, but not always. Everybody cooks what they need for Shabbos, and here you are on Shabbos, never, you have nothing. So it could be, says the Gemara, it could be that in this situation, we would allow a person to go ahead and b'dieved, avrav afa, go ahead and to make use of the food that he baked or that he cooked without an eruv. So Gemara now attempts to bring one more proof to resolve this question. Toshma, it says, "Hamavashel b'Shabbos." If a person goes ahead and he cooks on Shabbos, oy! Now we're no longer talking about an issur d'rabbanan. Now we're talking about an actual issur d'oraisa to go ahead and to cook on Shabbos. This is, of course, one of the 39 melachos, and of course, there is no exception when it comes to Shabbos. The concept of the heter v'ochel nefesh only applies on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Over here, we have a person says in the Mishnah, "Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochel." If a person goes ahead and he did this b'shogeg, he can eat it. However, b'mezid lo yochal. But if he did b'mezid, he may not go ahead and eat the food. So we see from here that a person prepares food on Shabbos in a prohibited manner. So if he does a b'shogeg, he may eat it. If he does a b'mezid, he cannot eat it. So maybe we should say the same thing when it comes to Ne'eruv. Same thing. So says the Gemara, no, Yisur the Shabbos shiny. This would make obvious sense to differentiate between these two cases, because over here we're talking about an Isur Shabbos. Over here, we're talking about a person who violated an Isser d'Oraisa. He violated a Torah prohibition, and maybe that's why Chazal were so machmir, and they say, even b'dieved, you cannot eat this food. Masha Ein Kein, as opposed to the case where a person went ahead and he violated the laws of Yom Tov, where he went ahead and he cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos within an Eruv, perhaps Chazal would not be so strict. And b'dieved they would say, okay, so you shouldn't have done it, but even though you did it, we're still going to allow you to eat the food. So in the end, we were not really able to bring a makor which would satisfy this question, which resolve this question as to what is the din if a person goes ahead and bakes or cooks on Yom Tov without an Eruv. Now, the Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Beshamay Yomer B'Shnei Tavshilin. Beshamay says that an Eruv Tavshilin must consist of two separate dishes. And we saw the Beis Hillel disagree and say only one Tavshil is necessary. It says the Gemara, Masnisin Deloki Aitana. That our Mishnah does not follow the following position of the Tana. The Tanya, as it says in the Braisa, Amar B'Shimon Elazar, Modim Beshamay Beis Hillel Al Shnei Tavshilin Shetzarech. Now, the Braisa says, in the name of Shimon Elazar, the Beshama and Beis Hillel agree that two Tavshilin are necessary. Ama Nechluku, what then is the basis or what is the subject of their disagreement? Al Dog Beitzah Sha'alav, regarding a fish which had an egg that was broiled on top of it. Shebeshama Yomrim Shnei Tavshilin. Beshama said, two separate tavshilin are necessary, and this is only considered one. Beis Hillel will say no, that only one tavshil is necessary. But when you look at it, really, if you look close up, this is really two tavshilin. But for the purpose of an Erev, Beis Hillel will say this is considered like two separate tavshilin. B'shavin shempir per beitz of anasan losoch hadog. However, they agree that if a person goes ahead and he takes a boiled egg and he mashes it up, and then he places it inside of the fish, or if he goes ahead and he cuts up leek and he places it inside the fish, then in this case they are viewed as two tafshilin. So in that case, Bisham and Beis Hillel will definitely agree that that would suffice for the purpose of an Eruv. But according to Shimon Elazar, the machlokis is what? In a case where a person goes ahead and he has a dog, he takes a fish and he spreads again this boiled egg on top of it. Says the Gemara, Marava Hilchosa Katana Didan. The halacha follows our Tana. Valibi de Beis Hillel, and according to the position of Beis Hillel, who says again that only one dish is required for an Erev Tavshilin. So, this discussion in the Brisa of Shimon Elazar as to what is considered two Tavshilin, that entire discussion only makes sense according to the opinion of that Brisa that says that Beis Hillel says, really, you require two Tavshilin. And then we could argue about what qualifies as two Tavshilin. However, Rabbi says the halacha doesn't follow this anyway. The halacha follows our understanding in our Mishnah that really Beis Hillel says only one tavshil is necessary. And finally, the Gemara before the Mishnah focuses on the last section of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, "Ochlo she'avad hareza le'ivashil alav." If a person either ate the Eruv or the Eruv was lost before Shabbos, he may no longer rely on it for the purpose of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Amar Abaye Naktinan, so Abaye says, we hold Hizchol b'isaso, that if a person went ahead and started to prepare the isa, the dough for Shabbos, v'nechal eruvo, and at that point, afterwards, the eruv was eaten, but before he baked the bread, gomer, at that point, he could finish the process of baking. So, v'chadchila, the Mishnah says, you cannot start to bake once you no longer have an eruv. However, Abaye says that if you started to prepare the dough, so really you started the baking process, but the eruv was consumed in the interim, you can actually go ahead and finish it, and you would be permitted to go ahead and to bake this bread for Shabbos.